Assalamu alaikum. My name is Tyrone L.X. Love Jr. I trust all is well in your lives in this day and time. I'm currently incarcerated in ADX Florence, Colorado, the highest federal security prison in the United States. If you believe what the government are saying, we're labeled as the worst of the worst here. I ended up here as a result of the racist crack laws, which caused riots when Congress vetoed the Sentencing Commission recommendations to end the disparities between powder cocaine and base crack cocaine. I don't have much time to speak, but I can't emphasize enough the relationship, the slave labor, Unicor prison factory, and the racist decision by Congress. For those of us who speak up, stand up to the Bureau of Prisons, we are deemed a threat, eventually ending up here on Merriam in Illinois. Brutality and sensory deprivation are the norm at these institutions. I arrived here from USP Lompoc with about 20 soldiers in regards to the riots. On Friday night, November 17th, upon our arrival at ADX Florence, Colorado, each one of us was brutally beaten while being processed in this facility. You could hear the screams of each convict as each one of us waited our turn sooner or later in a small holding cell. I had to learn the process of learning how to walk again, and I was savagely beaten for an hour, which also prematurely caused my hair to gray. We were tortured to repeatedly recite our name, number, and where we were, made to remember this was not Lompoc or Marion, Illinois, and that the number one rule was don't F blank 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 with staff. Also, the last two prison persons left here were in body bags, and that no one has ever left ADX Florence, Colorado alive. I was kneed all over my body. My private parts was grabbed. I was repeatedly kneed in the sides of my legs hundreds of times. My leg lines were stepped on time and time again, causing my ankles to swell. It was no holds barred. We were beaten with over 50 staff in attendance while being processed. We were forced to take a so-called tuberculosis test. In the process of being beaten, we were given several seconds to put our clothes on. If not successful, you were beaten again. I also learned that several individuals were introduced to the toilet bowl and cement when they were brought to their cells. We were tortured so badly we were not allowed to see the evilness we had to endure. For many of those in cell from now, America is racially divided. The O.J. Simpson case verdict is proof. The votes in Congress is abundantly clear. I'm indebted to those who are standing for the cause against the opposition, CIA, etc. In the event I'm found dead, I...